If you have not been up yet, please raise your hand so I can, okay, because I've got more colors and numbers than we had some of the students not show up today. So I'm just going to pluck 9 of you or 8 of you now to come up and just take a seat. So you 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So you 8 will come on up now.
Pick a seat.
Any seat.
Screen?
Yes.
President?
We'll get your math better next year.
Yeah, you know, I'm the board guy.
We're here in the math guy.
Just because you guys are kind of at a disadvantage.
Yep.
Number 7 is seeing the screen. Right. Kind of
Mr. President,
am I?
5.
Oh, I'll get it, John.
What am I?
All right.
Don't make it too dark. I won't be able to see.
Do you want the clicker?
It's right here.
Put it on.
Okay.
All right. This is mock session number 4. If each of you would introduce yourselves, your name, your high school, and which position you're playing.
William Ranson, Indian River High School.
And you're clerk of the council.
Clerk of the council.
Finance director.
I'm Lydia August. I'm from Sussex Tech. I'm the finance director.
Great. Okay. Go ahead.
I'm Joshua Decker, and I represent Delmarva Christian, and I'm District 3. I represent District 3.
My name is Stephen McGee. I represent Delmarva Christian High School, and I'm with District 4.
I'm Connor Felico. I'm from Sussex Tech High School and District 1, as well as the president.
I'm Alex Dominic. I'm from CAPE, and I'm District number 5.
I'm Luigi Carinante. I represent Woodbridge High School. I am from District 2, and I am the vice president.
Hi, I'm Abby Yvonne. I'm from Sussex Tech, and I am...
You're the county attorney.
County attorney.
Okay. All right. Now we'll hear from John Ashman from the engineering department. He'll give a presentation on a Chesapeake Bay watershed implementation plan. John?
Good morning. A lot of times when the engineering department comes forward, we actually have a PowerPoint presentation because there may be multiple maps involved for an area that we're doing. And just... kind of a little heads up here, the area that I'm talking about would be this district and this district. So the people who have voted you in are going to be very interested in what's going on. So you may kind of sway your decision on what you think your constituents know. The county's under state mandate to eliminate or upgrade all septic systems within 1,000 feet of the waterway that discharges into the Chesapeake Bay. Our first area of consideration is an area around the town of Bethel from approximately Woodland Ferry Road to the state line and primarily 1,000 feet on both sides of the Nanticoke River and the Broad Creek. The area encompasses approximately 6,000 acres of land and would equate to a potential of 25,000 to 40,000 what we call build-out EDUs or equivalent dwelling units, which is basically a house. This is what we would have to ultimately design a treatment plant for, but could be done in phases. We could be a potential for a 5.4 million gallons per day to 9 million gallon day of effluent to be treated. A standard upgrade system for a septic could be between $3,000 and $5,000, and those houses that have existing cesspools could be in for a $20,000 to $25,000 new septic system. For our proposal today, we're going to consider approximately 1 EDU per acre, so that would put us at about 6,000 homes. And this is basically our area. Gotta see if I can get this thing to work. Yeah. This is the Nanticoke. This is the Broad Creek. This is the town of Bethel. This is where the Woodland Ferry is. If needed out of these 6,000 EDUs, if they all needed the average upgrade for just to upgrade their septic system to a higher level of treatment, we'd be looking at approximately a $24 million project. And this is the area that is approximately 1,000 feet on each side of the river where all the septic systems need to be removed or upgraded. (Clears throat) If 1,000 of those EDUs were found to have cesspools and we needed to upgrade to a new system, this was put us somewhere in the area of a $24 million project. But now keep in mind that anybody that would build in here in the future would be looking at this new updated septic system, which would cost them approximately $22,500. Now our first thing is, we've already identified some cesspools in this area, so that we know that this option of just simply upgrading all the septic systems is not an option. So the next thing we would look at would be the septic upgrades with cesspool removals. Again, we have a cost of our standard upgrade being the $3,000 to $5,000 range, cost a new system $20,000 to $25,000. We figure an average cost of $22,500 for approximately 1,000 cesspools and $4,000 for those remaining 5,000 EDUs. We have a project with potential cost of $42.5 million. And again, any development that would come into the area would still be forced to pay this rate for this higher septic system, which would, we'll say, $22,500. Our last option we'd look at, and basically what we're here to ask you to vote on, is a new wastewater treatment facility. And if we use our 6,000 EDUs and figure 225 gallons per day, we would need a treatment plant capable of treating 1.4 million gallons of effluent a day. The new treatment plant would cost approximately $14 million, depending on our level of treatment. And we would need to include land costs that will, as the location of the plant and spray fields for about 250 acres. In that area, we're estimating about $15,000 an acre, so we'd be at $3.75 million. We also need to install regional infrastructure to collect that effluent and transmit it to our treatment facility. We figure usually about $12,000 per EDU when we're taking septic systems offline, for a cost of about $72 million for the infrastructure. That puts us at a potential cost of about $89.75 million for a new treatment plant. So you basically have the option of the leaving the septic systems off the line, upgrading the other ones, and replacing those cesspools at about $42.5 million. And all your new customers have the $22,000 new system to install. Or just throw some other considerations up here. We have septic system costs about $250 a year for pumping on average, and $250 we're assuming for a maintenance fee, as all the new upgraded systems will have a maintenance fee. For the treatment plant, those customers have a $250 annual service charge and about $750 average front footage fee. The longevity of the average septic system is about 15 to 20 years, and a treatment plant is probably about 20 plus or minus years before we'd need upgrades. Property values usually increase in an area where we have central sewer service. So you either have like a $42.5 million project for septic systems or a $75 million for a treatment plant upgrade. So I guess what we're looking for today is a motion that the engineering department continue looking at this idea for a what we will call a Western Sussex treatment plant, or do we let the septic systems online do upgrades and replace those that are in need of replacement? Any questions?
So what is the, can you just walk me through what the water treatment plant does?
Wow, there's a good question. It takes all the wastewater from the facilities, treats it. Depending on the on which system we do, we have multiple systems. They take the solids out of the water and dry those and treat those. And the water is all treated to a we'll call it a drinking water standard before it is sprayed on field. Most of what we do is land application, which is sprayed on the fields.
On. Farming fields?
Farm fields, yes. Not plants for human consumption. And most of it is grasslands for better take-up of nitrogen and phosphorus.
How would upgrading or replacing septic systems, how would that benefit each individual person?
A lot of the systems that we're seeing in the area, their septic systems are very close to their drinking water wells. trying to remove some of the nitrogen and phosphorus before it goes into the ground where it can possibly seep into their drinking water wells. And eventually it flows into the rivers and into the Chesapeake Bay. That's why they're looking at the mandate to get rid of them. They're trying to remove a lot of the nitrates and phosphorus from the bay.
How much time do the homeowners have to replace their systems?
I don't know that that's been identified yet. I know that it came out in January that there was going to be the mandate, and we have started looking at the review of how to do it, but I don't think there's been a deadline placed yet.
So if the county doesn't provide sewer service in this neighborhood, what's a homeowner with a septic system left to do?
Right now, we're seeing that those that have cesspools, so far they're kind of grandfathered in and not being made to remove. But if they try to sell the home or try to get a loan against the home, they will be required to remove the cesspools and go to the higher level of treatment. Anybody trying to sell will have to definitely meet the higher level of treatment, either an upgrade to their septic, replacement of the cesspool, or an entirely new system.
Does your department have experience in doing these types of activities?
We do. We have about 65,000 customers at this time throughout Sussex County. We have four treatment plants that we're operating currently, one in South Coastal, one in Inland Bays, one in Piney Neck and Dagsboro, and another one in Wolf Neck. We also contract with several other towns for treatment and disposal of effluent. We contract with the city of Seaford and Georgetown at this time.
What is that? What's effluent?
Effluent is basically when you hit the flusher on your toilet, anything that goes in that drain.
Any other questions?
Besides costs, which one would be more efficient, the septic system or the treatment plant?
Depends on who you talk to, really. We fill the treatment plant because definitely the water gets treated to a higher level. It doesn't just seep into the ground from the cesspool or get pumped into a drain field. Cesspools are basically everything sits in a tank and it basically leaks out the sides of the cesspool.
Have you assessed the community's feelings on this federal mandate, and what are they saying when you speak to them?
Basically, a lot of the people right now, they have a system. A septic system really doesn't cost them anything. It's in the ground. They flush it. They don't do anything. The only time they are concerned about it is when it's not operating properly. Around the area, in the town of Bethel, we know of some failures. We know of some people that have some problems. But most of the people really are not interested in us coming in there and anybody mandating them to do anything. They would sort of like to be in control of their own destiny. If they need something, then they'll look at it. But right now, if it's not a problem, they don't want to spend any money.
Last question. Is there any federal fines or retribution to the county or the citizenry if we do not do anything?
I don't know that it's been 100% defined yet, but I figure there will be. Like I say, at this point in time, they're not really going out looking for failing systems or looking for cesspools, but I think eventually it's coming down to that. And there's this 1,000-foot buffer line was implemented, I think, January 7th. So there's still some things to be ironed out.
Okay. Any other questions from council? Let me ask this. Anyone in the audience live in or around the Bethel Woodland Ferry area? Okay. Curious.
Right here.
Up here? Anyone? Okay. Any public comments on the consideration?
Questions? Okay.
My name is Clayton Hardy. I represent Indian River High School. And has the environmental impact been taken into account of the differences between having each treatment plant or septic system?
They've definitely done a review of what the systems do. The wastewater treatment plant with removing nitrogen, removing phosphorus is definitely a higher level of treatment. and better for the groundwater. The septic systems are, they're going to become an antiquated thing, but it's such a rural area out there that it's difficult for to treat such a massive area. To get a treatment plant in, the infrastructure is, you know, is really going to be expensive, and it's going to come down to a lot of cost.
Any other questions or comments from the public? Okay, Mr. President, at this point, it would be appropriate to ask the other members of council if they have any questions or comments for Mr. Ashman, and then if there are none, you can ask for a motion in a second on whether to approve, and Mr. Ashman does have a motion for your consideration, and then once he reads that, if someone feels so inclined, they can say, I'll make that motion. Someone then seconds it. You then call for the vote. So.
Well, is there any further questions?
Okay. Normally, you would ask me then if I have a motion.
You have a motion.
I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to proceed with the engineering and evaluation of a Sussex County-owned treatment facility to serve the Bethel area affected by the Chesapeake Bay Watershed Implementation Plan as presented on March 27, 2014. And then you ask if anyone is willing to make that motion.
Is anybody willing to make that motion?
Motion.
All right, so you have a motion. Now, is there a second?
I second that.
Okay. You have a motion and a second. It would be appropriate for you now to call for the vote starting down the line.
Yes.
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 Motion approved.
Motion approved.
There you go. Now we'll tell you how the real council has dealt with this.
Real council has dealt with... Right now, we're actually in the process of what we're doing is called we've done a request for proposal, and council has approved it. And we're primarily looking at the area right around the incorporated town of Bethel and what they've deemed as an area of concern, which is right around the town as well. And what we're doing is we're identifying an area that would be suitable for a pump or for a treatment plant. We're also looking at the options of possibly collecting this wastewater and shipping it to Laurel for treatment, or to Seaford for treatment. That study is still in process. The other thing is basically what we call a standalone treatment plant for that area. And then if, you know, depending on how the area expands, usually we do our treatment plants set up where we can expand them in phases to incorporate other areas.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.